Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. As always, we have exciting cases to share with you. I want to recap last week's show. We had two very great cases. Val, who was suffering from sciatic pain, a severe sciatic pain in her legs and lower back. And after the first treatment, she had no pain. And after the second treatment, she felt better than ever. She was going through a 7-day detox, feeling pretty crummy afterwards when usually she felt better. She also brought her friend in after a severe acute injury, pulling her suitcase out of the airport. And after one treatment, she was completely better.
She was
better.
In a wheelchair, yeah.
She was in, was she?
Yeah, she came
oh,
in
Oh, she came in a wheelchair because she couldn't walk, right. Yeah, and she walked out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our second guest was Elvira. Her son was on. Elvira is 92 years young. She's been coming to us for a little over a year with diabetes, swelling in her legs, chronic arthritis, neck, shoulder, knee, and back pain. And after treatments with us, actually after the first treatment, her leg swelling has continued to decrease. The water was coming out of her legs. Her eyesight had improved. 2 days after the first treatment, she could see the visual field test. Her energy is better. Her skin is tighter. She has more. She's walking without pain, and she just feels better. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Sometimes we say that they come for a whole year. For older Medicare patients, it's only 3 treatments every 2 months.
Right.
So it's totally very infrequent.
Right.
But our treatment is so powerful. You know, you listen to our last 2 shows, and things seem so incredible. I don't even remember how her eyesight had improved. As you can see, the chart.
Right.
Yeah, after the first treatment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's get to our first guest.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to welcome with us Dai. Welcome, Dai.
Hi, Dai.
Well, thank you, both of you, for inviting me to join you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking the time to share your story with us today. Give us a little history, how you came to see Dr. Tong and what you came to see him and what we've been helping you with in the past few years.
How much time do I have?
We've got time.
2 years.
Keep it brief and you're welcome to interrupt.
Yeah.
I came to see Dr. Tong, and I can't remember the exact number of years, but probably about 8 years ago, somewhere in there, and I was contemplating having surgery on my carpal tunnel, which I have in both of my wrists. And a friend recommended Dr. Tong, and what I thought at the time were some pretty unusual procedures. But I was willing to go to any lengths, and I came in and, of course, was affected by Dr. Tong's passion for a solution. And, you know, I started with the carpal tunnel and the treatments on a pretty regular basis, and then proceeded to get treatments for the other issues that I have. Which include degenerative disc disease in my lower back, degenerative disc in my neck, a lot of feedback from my neck that goes down into my arms, arthritis. I have had during the course of time that I've seen you the shingles and some other issues that don't come to mind right now. But I also had been diagnosed in my history with acute anxiety. So I have the emotional components with the physical, and I have achieved incredible results by the treatments that I've come to see you for.
So you never had to have surgery for your wrists?
No surgery. Surgery was recommended for my neck also. No surgery.
Everybody want to cut.
Everybody
want to buy a Mercedes.
Everybody wants to cut me apart.
Yeah. Everybody want to buy a Mercedes. Except us.
You bet.
Except us. We are Chinese. You ride bicycles. So that's why we're cheaper.
I love that about you.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You know, the treatments that you have given me. And, you know, I was thinking about it a little bit today because I just saw you yesterday, Dr. Lane, and there is like a night and day difference for me. I come in for maintenance more so today. And I really thought, you know, I can see and feel so clearly beyond what I ever thought was possible when I first came to see you, that there is that connection with the body's natural healing energy, that chi, that can go through my system and effect cure, in essence, instead of being disabled. You know, I was thinking this morning because I was out on the beach walking and enjoying being outdoors, and I thought, you know, if I tell you all the things that I've got, it would sound like I would be crippled.
You would have.
I would be crippled if I didn't come to see you.
Tell us a little bit. Now you started. Now you were having. You have a lot of emotional issues because you have You know, we won't go into detail, but depression and anxiety and things with your family. So you're not sleeping well either. So we recommended the grounding for you, the earthing sheet.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, that's a relatively new treatment for me, but I am using the grounding and the sheet that I put on the bed, and also for my husband, you know, with him. And I really think there is a stabilizing energy that I really am benefiting from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping through the night much better than I ever did. I would be up, you know, sometimes 3-4 times during the night, and that is not happening.
That's true for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on my whole life, I have been a light sleeper. And, in fact, that's how I turned to natural medicine. I was trying all kinds of pills for insomnia as a second-year medical student. And from then on, I didn't want to take drugs. I always been light sleeper until just a half a year ago, I get on this earthing. Now I sleep so soundly.
It's
incredible.
Too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know where I am. Whereas before, I always know that I'm in my room.
And sleep is so important for health and healing.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have at least 7 hours per night uninterrupted, you know, uninterrupted as possible. So that's wonderful.
Oh, I absolutely know a difference. When I don't get optimum sleep, when I'm up, I really know that I am mind-altered, mood altered, my thinking is not clear, I'm distorted. I absolutely know that sleep deprivation is a huge factor in my life, and that really this has made a difference.
Wonderful. How's your anxiety and your depression?
Well, I'm you know, I'm wired that way. I know that actually over, what I want to say, 25 years ago, I don't mind sharing. I really don't. Nobody really knows me. But many, many years ago in my history, I was diagnosed with acute anxiety. And I had it for about 3 years, and I wasn't on any medication. It really ruined my immune system. And actually, when I came in to see Dr. Tong originally, I also was on some anti-anxiety. I was on a medication. And, you know, you worked with that issue in the way that I'm wired. And really, my whole energy has improved. I know there's a body-mind connection. And, you know, some of the stuff I may have to work with all my life, but it's like night and day when I come in for my treatments. It really makes a difference.
Do you still have anxiety?
Just because I have some life issues around me that I've been very connected with my son and some of this energy between us. So depending on circumstances, I can get myself kind of wound up. But for the most part, it's nothing.
Right.
I mean, even if, you know, this is just life issues. If years ago, I would be stuck in that emotional anxiety and energy for weeks or months.
Right.
This is nothing.
And then also dive into a deep depression, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, for weeks or months. And this is, you know, I deal with it. I get a treatment, of course. Dr. Lane has always helped me with that, and it has stabilized my emotional energy also. I don't take medication for that.
Exactly.
I deal with life.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember she came in, she says, you went to your psychiatrist, right? And you asked the
yesterday.
What a waste of time.
But you know, the psychiatrist told her, didn't want to give her medication. Is that right? Tell us the story about that.
You mean, oh gosh, thank you, remember more than I do. Well, duh.
That's my job.
That was a bit of a miracle. I actually had been in the hospital with diverticulitis, which a lot of it was my anxiety produced, and I was on a lot of medications, actually.
Oh, yeah, they put you on a lot, I remember.
Huge amount. I was on, you know, not asleep medication and anti-anxiety and, of course, high dose of antibiotics, but a lot of that had been
stress-induced.
I self-induced that.
How long ago was that?
Sleep. But I went to a psychiatrist. 2-3 years ago, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I went to a psychiatrist because I was on those medications and I really felt I was losing my mind.
Uh-huh.
I thought, there is something, I must have a brain tumor. You know, there's something seriously wrong. And, you know, I went to him and thank God I got the right one. And he said, no, you don't need medication. And I really, you know, worked with you a lot more during that time and came out of that spiral.
Yeah. And I'm glad that he said he didn't give you something because he had the judgment. He could see, like, you know, you just need to work through your issues and not depend on something. So
exactly.
Anytime you have something like that, get a treatment from us and you just get rid of the symptom almost instantly. Yes. Every time.
Well, that's what I experienced even yesterday when I came in. I was kind of doing my life stuff and worked with Dr. Elaine yesterday. And when, you know, I talked to you today and you asked me, it's like night and day. I feel really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. It's a quick fix and it's not a pill.
Yeah. Last time you saw me, you thought you were seeing my son. You say, I'm so much younger. You say, you're missing out something. You say, I want some of that you have that you don't have, that I have, you don't have, okay? But I told you that I'm a man, you're a lady. You know, I'm not sure you want what I have yet that you don't have. You still want it?
I said I want what you have. You said you can't have what I've got.
You cannot have. I'm not giving it up.
Yeah, we share a bit of laughter on this journey, too. And both of you, I will always be grateful.
You should always laugh. Then you get your anxiety away.
Yeah.
Well, that's you know, you guys know this, and I know it. I just forget to apply it. But that is another healing energy.
Yeah.
Just lighten up and laugh a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Di, thank you so much for sharing your story with us on such short notice. And,
no worries.
We will talk to you soon, and good luck with everything. We'll see you soon.
I will see you soon, and thank you for inviting me. You take care.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Tony. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hi, thank
How
you.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing better. I see my power back.
Ooh.
And I'm sleeping so good, like I can fight, you know.
Okay, Tony, let's start from the beginning. First of all, tell us where you're from, what you do, and what happened before you came to see us. Now, I just want our listeners to know that Tony has only had one treatment from Dr. Tong only about 2 days ago, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So tell us where you're from.
I'm here. I'm in Southern California.
Okay.
And I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And what happened is the fillings in my teeth, you know, the silver fillings, quote unquote, it's actually mercury.
Uh-huh.
They cracked about 16 of my teeth, and it leaked all over.
And when did that happen?
Well, I think it was somewhere between 2007 and 8.
Okay, so and about
then,
4 years ago.
But two of them got infected under the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept telling me there's nothing wrong, those are perfectly good. But anyhow, they pulled them. I had a dentist pull it, and what a mess. So anyhow, I just kept getting sicker and sicker. And then
what symptoms did you have? What made you sick?
Well, like I couldn't stand up, like the flu, but like the flu to the 10th power. I mean, just deathly ill.
Okay.
Mm. Then I got a ulcer on my neck, like this hole.
Uh-huh.
And it kept bleeding for a whole year. It's been bleeding.
Ulcer in the neck for a year?
Oh, well, yeah, this last year. Because.
And when does it bleed?
When does it bleed? Oh. Every day at night when you know, it just starts, or get out of the shower when it's wet.
Okay.
And it would crack and bleed, and then it would get another scab, and then it would crack and bleed, you know.
Okay. So it just would not heal for a year?
No.
Okay, for a year. Now, what about your neck? You have some neck issues, too? Neck and shoulder?
Yeah,
back?
All around up in there, the nerves or something. I guess, I'm assuming it's the nerves just flaming with just excruciating pain.
Okay. And how often do you get the pain? And
oh, it's constant.
Constant pain.
No relief.
Now the pain that's constant, you've had it for 4 years then? So ever since the mercury fillings leaked, or did it get progressively worse?
Well, since 2008,
uh-huh.
I thought it was arthritis, and then when I got into this teeth problem, I realized it was coming from the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know at the time it was the teeth.
Okay. And what did you do? Where did you go to, you know, to seek help?
I found this special dentist in Irvine who actually did what I asked him, which was pull those crowns off. And when he did, he took pictures of what a mess under there.
Okay.
All infected. It went into my lymph system, I think, because there was like this ball of pus bigger than a marble in my neck. And so anyhow, it's just... He cleaned it all up, but now Dr. Tong...
Now, wait just one second. After he cleaned it out, did you have any relief?
From the pain?
Uh-huh. Yes.
No.
So he's not...
Well, from
not,
the teeth, yes.
Oh, from the
right?
teeth, yes.
Okay.
But the rest of the pain, you didn't have any relief.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so the neck was still hurting, excruciating, burning pain, and then the ulcers still didn't heal, correct?
No, the ulcer would not heal. It's been like that for...
A year.
Been getting bigger. That's what's worrying me.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been getting smaller.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's one thing really funny. The first time you keep telling me that I could not help you. Remember that? Well, what was that? You say you're not going to get rid of this pain. I keep saying that you're going to feel better than this first treatment. You keep telling me that I'm wrong. Is that correct?
Yes, doctor.
So what happened?
You told me basically to let you take care of me, and you did. And so I just tried to relax and take the treatment. And
you try, but
the whole.
You know, I came back, and then the next I felt really good. I mean, you know, I went to sleep and I rested and all. And then the next day, the scab fell off.
Yes. I told you it's gonna heal.
It's bigger than a button. I mean, this thing is huge. It's like an ulcer. And then today, it's almost healed. I cannot. It's almost like a miracle. I know you don't perform miracles, but it's been bleeding for a solid year.
We should have taken a picture. We didn't take a picture, huh?
No.
Rubber. It looked like a racer.
Yes, okay. I want the listener to learn this, okay? Because everybody thinks it's a mercury, nerve damage, and all these things cannot be reversed. The key to health or sickness is how much healing power you have. If you're very healthy, You see, right now, you still have mercury in your system. You still have it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we make you strong. Slowly, slowly, you're going to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole key is how strong you are rather than the virus, the mercury, the bacteria, the
mm-hmm.
trauma, the emotional stress. It's how healthy you are that counts.
That you can handle the stress.
We restore health.
Now, go ahead.
I kind of think if in car terms, if I was 8 cylinders, I was only running on one. I might be on 2 or 3 now. You know what I'm saying?
I think we better start selling some cylinders. Eh?
So, Tony, so tell us how you felt after the treatment, right after the treatment. The neck. Because when you first came in, you could not hold your neck up. Is that correct?
Exactly.
I could hold it up, but I you know, it's like been this way for 2 years, so it's really, really, you know, it doesn't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't want to let go, but it may let go someday soon. But I felt some relief, but the thing is, I felt like I could sleep, and when I slept, I felt like I had power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Power. I don't know how to explain that, but it's just like power.
Energy. It's energy.
Energy.
Yes. You're getting your energy back.
It's chi.
Chi. Power. You didn't have the energy or the power to fight this or to feel like you were even going to get better, correct?
I was giving up because I didn't think it was possible to fight this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And this is only one treatment, Tony.
Yeah, only one treatment.
Yes.
I got to come a few more times, you know, to see if you guys can, you know, jumpstart me here. But this is just to get this ulcer, by the way, you know, it's like about 3 or 4 inches from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Very worried, you know, about bacteria getting in there. So now that it's closed, I don't have to worry about all the germs.
So the ulcer actually closed up the past couple of days?
It's closed.
And it was weeping and oozing pus before.
It was weeping and bleeding. And overnight, it just healed up.
So did we use any antibiotics?
No. And by the way, I took about 3 or 4 rounds before over the last 2 years. Nothing stopped it.
Oh, you took antibiotics.
The reason why antibiotic would not work is because your circulation is all jammed up. The antibiotic gets you the bloodstream but does not get to your ulcer area.
It'll go where your circulation is good, but it's not going to go where it needs to go because
and you'll
there's no
kill up all the
good flora
from your gut, from your kidney and everything else, but not the one by the ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's our approach?
Like, for hours and it happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our approach is to open up the circulation.
That's possible. 24 hours.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, Tony. So basically you've done, so now besides going to the dentist, did you go anywhere else to try to get your neck pain? It was basically everything
was
pointed
to the teeth. Have regular acupuncture here where I live.
Okay.
And by the time I got out of the office and into the car and home, it was screaming back pain.
Okay, so
How many times have you had acupuncture?
I had about 25 treatments.
25 treatments.
And here's one treatment from us.
This is not working. I'm getting nowhere.
We are doing acupuncture also, the same. But we know where the block, we know where to inject. And our injection.
We don't do acupuncture. We inject
into the
acupuncture points.
Don't
confuse our listeners, Dr. Okay. Tong. They think we don't just do acupuncture because it's not strong enough.
Well, whatever you did, you scared the fool out of that.
Well, I just want our listeners to know because I was, you know, our soundproofing is not better. It's going to get better, but I could hear Tony arguing with Dr. Tong next door.
Exactly.
Well, I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I could hear her saying, no.
She keeps saying, I'm wrong, you know.
Well, I am a little stubborn.
No, you're that much pain for so long.
It's stressful.
It's hard to believe that you can get rid of it, you know, just right afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
And also another thing, our office manager noticed that you were very irritable when you first came in.
I'm just so cranky. I'm at least one thing I have now. I have some hope that down the road here in the next month or two, I may make some real progress.
Oh, you're going to be cured.
You've only had one treatment, Tony.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, the injections, what we inject in there, the effect of it only lasts a couple of hours. So the fact that you're feeling better, you're feeling the energy and the power back, the ulcer is healing, that means that your chi, your energy is regaining the power to heal your body.
Your health has been restored a lot. Okay, that's what it means.
Yeah.
So that means you guys know the answer.
Of course we do.
We do know a lot.
Absolutely. The most resounding yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I think I knew you did, but I thought I was too far gone. So I was kind of really doubtful, but I said I haven't really got anything to lose, so I'll try it.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've only had one treatment, but we really appreciate you sharing your story with our audience because that really helps them.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes. Okay, take care, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. We just talked with Tony, who's only had one treatment with Dr. Tong. After that first treatment, she's already feeling that her power is back. She has been suffering for about 3-4 years with excruciating neck pain, a burning pain in her neck, teeth pain, after she found out that she had mercury in her fillings. After the mercury was taken out, the teeth pain did improve, but the neck pain did not improve. It got progressively worse, as well as a couple ulcers in her neck that were bleeding and not healing for a year. After the first treatment, the ulcer actually closed up that night after the treatment. Her neck pain is slowly getting better. She still has pain, but she can feel that she is going to improve. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. You wanted to talk a little bit about the vaccine?
Yes. California just passed law AB 499, which let the authority vaccinate little girl as young as 12 years old.
For HPV, right?
HPV, sexually transmitted disease, without the parents' knowledge or consent.
Yes.
This is criminal, okay? You cannot do that. When the parent does not know that somebody have the kids have the vaccine, if there's a reaction, a fever or something like that, they didn't know it's from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
And now they're going to try and vaccinate boys as well.
Yeah, they're trying to vaccinate boys. Don't fall for that trap.
Yeah.
Vaccines are criminals. Vaccine consists mainly of virus. The only thing that viruses know how to do is cause disorders. You cannot put things in the body that cause disorder to help restore order.
Yeah, so we just want you, all our listeners, to be informed about that.
No vaccine is any good.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.